thoughts on winning Defensive Player of the Month?
Yeah, it's a great accolade. You know, if it was up to me, I would like to be AFC Defense of the Month, you know, because I couldn't do it without those guys, the 10 guys I was with that are out there on the field with me, you know, like their secondary, our linebackers, they do a great job of, you know, freeing me up, holding guys up, getting a lot of coverage sacks. So I'm enjoying it. I'm you know, it's a great accolade, and, you know, congrats to our defense.
Chandler, when you see, I think for Tom Brady, this is 24th. AFC Offensive Player of the Week this week. Really? Just watch him and continue to see what he does. You know, what's that standard like each and every week?
Yeah, like I say in every interview, like when I watch the time and the offense go every week, it's almost like a front row. You know, I've always been a fan of Tom Brady and what he does and what he has the ability to do. And for me to sit there on the sideline and just get a front row seat to watch Tom and his offense go every Sunday, it's just a great feeling. It's a blessing.
Where do you feel like you've made the most progress this year, and culminating in this moment?
Well, not just me, but I feel like our defense made a lot of progress as far as being consistent, you know. So a lot has to do with just the game plan and buying into what the coaches are saying and executing, you know. The coach comes out with a game plan and we go out there and we execute.
Can you feel amping up around here? I know you guys were pretty good in December, going back to 2001, I think 45-6, the best in the NFL. You notice things change a little bit in December around here?
We just take it a week at a time, to be honest with you. You know, our goal is to win every game, and that's every team in the NFL is to win. So, you know, getting later in the season, you know, you just want to focus. That's the biggest thing, is keeping focused and being consistent.
How are you guys able to focus, Chandler, from the sense of, you hear a lot of teams saying we just have to forget about last week, no matter what happened, and move on. You guys just do that, you know what I mean? You have big wins, tough losses, you seem to just continue to be able to put it behind you no matter what.
Well, I feel like that's the way it should be, honestly. You know, if you get too caught up into what's getting ready to happen or what happened, you're not living in the present, and you got to focus on what's going on now, and that's week by week, day by day, maybe the hour.